This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. And it's been a minute since I've been able to do this segment. Do you guys want some NFL overreaction or reality?
Heck yeah.
Okay.
I didn't want to overreact there.
Mm. Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
You know what? Because of your understated response, I'm going to give you an understated question.
Before
in
that.
In a second.
Before that. Kevin. Mm. Alec has also, he also sent me video over from that Michael Penix situation. That is real. Oh. So it's not a fake thing. It's real. There was video. So
I thought you were about to say a video of me from Germany spiking my notebook into the ground.
Right in front of the kids.
And I was like, whoa. Mm-hmm.
Holding a Bible,
hey!
Spiking the clipboard.
I was about to say it worked. We won. But I guess the whole point was It worked. We talked about Jesus.
There you go.
That's what I meant to say.
And forgiveness.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Hey, here's the question you guys get as punishment.
Oh.
NFL overreaction or reality? The Colts really believe it when they say they hope their quarterback competition makes both Anthony Richardson and Daniel Jones better.
Yes. Because they don't have anything else to hang their hopes
better
on.
Than what?
That, exactly. Like, they don't have anything. Okay. Daniel Jones is not a good quarterback. He made a couple good throws. He's still bad at quarterback. Anthony Richardson just looks unaware.
Yes.
And I kind of go back to he looks like a guy who coaches just went, he's the best athlete on the field. Let him do what he needs to do. Send all the guys and then let him run if he needs to. And nobody ever really like worked with him on the quarterback position.
Right.
The decision making, reading defenses, seeing those things. So yeah, man, I think that they are being very honest when they say that they hope that it makes them better because they don't know how to make either one of them better.
All right, Alec, I'm not going to put you through that question. I'll start you with a better question.
Ooh.
NFL overreaction or reality? You 100% want to see John Gruden get his day in court against the NFL.
Reality for a few different reasons.
Oh, yeah. I'm with you.
I think my main reason, number one, is actually something that's recently happened is with the whole NFL media going over to ESPN. I want to see how ESPN covers this.
Ooh, that's an interesting question.
I want to see how honest we're going to be. I want to see how linear the information is presented to us because I'm sure that Roger Goodell does not want some of these things that will get aired out in court public, but the way the court of law works, that stuff is going to become public, and he's probably going to be telling people, I want this to be presented in a specific manner, whether that actually happens or not, to be determined. But I also do want to see just how it ends.
Yeah.
I want to see what kind of response we get from the league, because at least on paper, it looks like they have a lot of explaining to do.
I cannot imagine, Corey, same question for you. I cannot imagine a scenario in where the NFL actually lets this go like to court where all of this can be on display.
Yeah, doesn't it seem like at the last minute there's going to be some way that they come up with something that blocks certain parts of things? Or that's just how it winds up. Again, there are very good lawyers on both sides here, and they know how to work the system very well.
NFL overreaction or reality, the Cowboys have had a bad offseason. Now, I'm going to tell you why I asked this question. I get it. The national shows need something to talk about, and I want to make fun of them for that. In fact, by the way, here's a sneak preview for tomorrow. SportsCenter is doing their 50 states, 50 days, and they listed the top 10 athletic moments, sports moments in Texas history. Making the top 10, the Baylor women's basketball team going 40-0. Not making the top 10 anywhere, a Cowboys Super Bowl win.
Oh.
They talked about that pass from Troy Aikman to Alvin Harper in the NFC Championship game as being on the list, but none of the Super Bowl wins.
Just left it that way?
For Roger Staubach or anybody, none of those were as important as...
40-0 is a big deal, dude.
It is a big deal, but also winning any of your five Super Bowls is a big deal.
It was a long time ago.
You think one of them would have made it.
It was a long time ago.
Okay, guess what? They had older things on the list than that, all right? I forgot. Oh, yeah. So one of the things that they were talking about is the Cowboys have had a bad or disastrous offseason because of this Micah Parsons stuff. And I think that's absurd. So I think it's an overreaction. I do not think they've had a bad offseason.
I agree with you. It's for some reason, this seems more contentious, which the national media loves.
For sure. I would, too.
Like the Dak one, it just seemed very cordial of we're going to get a deal done. We're just working it out. And it's going to take its time. CeeDee Lamb's deal, kind of same thing of, hey, he posted maybe one thing on Instagram, on Twitter, right?
Yeah.
Where he posted a picture. Other than that, it just seemed cordial. And this one has kind of had a little spiciness back and forth. And so thank you very much, Carter, for fixing my camera now that all the Tolos can see my face is what we're looking for here. Appreciate that. Mm. So I don't think it's been that much of a terror because they did some really good things in the offseason.
Sure.
They didn't have a draft that made you jump out of your chair, but they had a good draft and they added some pieces in the offseason. Those are the offseason things. This one thing right here is just part of the soap opera that Jerry loves.
Now, Alec, I'm going to combine this with another question because this question is now my opinion.
That's
which might be shocking.
All right.
Overreaction or reality? You no longer care if Micah signs a contract extension this offseason.
Reality.
Because that's where I'm at. Because I think he could miss a game or two, but he's going to play because if you don't play for the season, obviously that stalls out the entire process. He's going to play. I think whether or not he gets hurt, the Cowboys are going to still offer him an extension, probably at the same money because that's what their track record says. So overreaction to reality, you no longer care if Micah Parsons signs his contract extension this offseason.
I'm going to go overreaction.
Ooh.
And probably not for the reason that you would think. I think the reason that I say I care still is because I just don't want to care anymore. Like I care because I am tired of caring. I just don't.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Don't want to talk about it anymore. And the thing is, we talked about it with the Dak contract last offseason, is if they did put a hard deadline on an extension, we're still going to talk about it after. It's still going to get brought up if it doesn't happen, you know, and whether or not they do go under the table and figure something out, it's still going to get brought up in conversation. I'm tired of the soap opera part of it. Either get it done or you don't. But the conversation goes away totally if you get it done. Just get it done. That's why I care.
Yeah, I think that's a good take on it. I think it's a reality just because I'm at that point. And I was at that point before when we first, first started making its way, I was like, Kevin, I know you love math, all right? And you talking about the numbers and everything. And guess what, dude? I love listening to you talk about it. And I love engaging in conversation with you. I do not like talking about contracts. I just never have. I didn't go to the contract school. I grew up watching sports. And so that's where my interest is. And this doesn't feel like sports. It feels business, and it's all right, I guess, for them.
NFL overreaction to reality. Matthew Stafford's back issue is going to sink the Rams season. Now, he wasn't through
the... got Jimmy Garoppolo. I don't know if you know, but he's a Super Bowl contender before in his career.
Mm-hmm.
He went to a Super Bowl.
Hey, better than we can say.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, Matthew Stafford didn't participate in what they called the jog through yesterday. And the expectation was he'd be back and ready to roll on Monday. And this might not end up being a big deal, but he is an older player.
Yeah. I think he's going to find his way out on the field. I think this is one of those ways that they keep him from having to do anything dumb in the preseason, because he could get hit by a car. You never know.
That's true.
So I think that's one of the things, but he's an older player that, last year, I was like, the Rams are done, because I thought his arm was going to fall off, and then he showed up looking pretty damn good.
Yeah.
So I think it's a reality, though. It could be a very severe problem for them this year.
Alec, what say you?
I'm going to go with overreaction just because Corey hit the nail on the head. Every time I think Stafford is done, he's not.
Yeah.
He finds some sort of breath of fresh air, and he's just back looking like himself again. So I don't want to bet against him, but I know Reggie always said it, that, you know, trick backs don't stop tricking. And that is very true, especially with the quarterback position. We dealt with it here in Dallas before with Tony Romo. I think it could be an issue, but I do think Stafford proves me wrong that every time I think he should retire, he's just one of the better quarterbacks in the NFL, and I got to deal with it.
From the 972, there would be further scrutiny on this, but if, like, Micah missed 10 games because of an injury, that will count towards your progress in terms of, like, if you didn't play the entire year, was it Le'Veon Bell who didn't play the entire year?
Yes.
Then they can just carry your contract over and you'd be sitting in this spot again and again. But if he really were hurt, or that was what the agreed upon decision was, then yes, that would count as playing out your season.
Okay.
All right. Overreaction or reality, you wish Jerry Jones and the Cowboys would take more of Denzel Washington's advice. Now, we didn't get a chance to bring this up yesterday, but Denzel Washington, who we've seen out at Cowboys training camp, he said, I've been a Cowboys fan since the 60s, but Jerry Jones makes it tough not to be a fan because I'm still a Cowboys fan. I'm still going to have the star on the side of my hat, but he ain't thinking about us. He's thinking about his pocket. So, do you wish? Well, my point, Jerry, is Denzel Washington has two Academy Awards, and the most recent one was since the Cowboys won a Super Bowl last. Mm-hmm. So he's closer to that glory. Should the Cowboys?
Okay, yeah. All right, Jerry.
Should the Cowboys and Jerry Jones listen to Denzel Washington more?
Yes. And but look, dude, this is he's doing it his way, the gambler's way. He's gonna take off the hat of GM and put on the hat of owner and put on the hat of marketer and put on the hat of businessman. Mm-hmm. And because he doesn't have somebody specifically committed to football team, that's what's gonna end up happening is he gets caught up in too many of these other things and. Denzel saying it won't matter to him.
I think that there are so many things.
I appreciate what you just said.
Yeah. There are so many parts about this situation that annoy me. But I think maybe at the top of the list is that he values all of those things the same.
Two things I think of note coming out of camp right now, Kevin. Schottenheimer has said Joe Milton will start on Saturday.
That makes sense.
And Tyler Booker will make his preseason debut.
Woo-hoo!
So we get to see our rookie. As they, you know, pitch count and the play all along kind of stuff.
Yeah. No, I
like us.
I like it. Oh, man. I don't know if you guys have seen this. Overreaction to reality. Jerry Jones is upset about the King of the Hill episode from the new season where a character poops on his desk.
Oh, my gosh. That's gross.
That actually is a real thing.
It happened?
Which
episode is it?
In the cartoon. I think it's episode 7.
Okay.
New season. Very good, by the way.
Yeah?
Yes.
Do I have to go back and watch all the seasons beforehand to watch this season?
I don't look. Hank is pretty conservative. Him and Bobby are different. Bobby used to be in love with Connie. Look, you're all pretty much caught up.
Arland.
If you've seen the show, the characters don't just radically change.
Damn it, Bobby.
Yeah. See? There you go. All right. Can I ask one more? Yes? No? Maybe?
Yes.
Okay. Overreaction or reality, outside of an injury, what happens in preseason games has little impact on how you feel about your team.
Oh, no, I think that's an overreaction.
Okay.
Because I think that there are players that you're trying to figure out that like could make the team and how things go. And if they look crisp, you have some confidence that they can look crisp starting the season. And that's where I feel like, oh man, this is like, I can see the excitement. Now, I understand. You also have to go into it understanding what the opponent is doing. So you have to take everything with a little bit of salt, if that's the thing way to say it.
Grain of salt.
Yeah, you gotta have to kind of understand what you're dealing with. But I think it can definitely, if you look see your team like on the you know what, we're starting our starters. We're starting our starters for two drives. How'd they look? Oh man, they look fantastic. You're gonna have some confidence about it. Crispy.
Alec?
It's an overreaction for me because it's totally dependent on your team and what their situation is, because I care about this preseason this year and probably this year only in the Schottenheimer era because of the unknown and of all the new names. I like the running back room. I want to know who's starting. And like if I had my way, Phil Moffa would be the next greatest thing in the NFL. Like
okay.
I want him to succeed. I want his stock to go all the way to the moon. You know, so like I have things I do want and need to figure out before the season starts. But if it's like the Kansas City Chiefs, I don't care. I know what's going to happen. They're probably going to make the AFC championship and we're all going to be like, dang, they did it again.
All right, there's NFL overreaction for today. Perhaps we will do that again tomorrow. Coming
I dare
up,
you.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.